Alabama elects Republican Katie Britt to fill vacant U.S. Senate seat. By Jeff Poore on November 9, 2022. Even though the general election was not as competitive as the Republican primary was, GOP nominee Katie Britt won the election to fill Alabama's U.S. Senate seat, soon to be vacated by Senator Richard Shelby, R.L. Britt defeated Democrat nominee Will Boyd by a whopping 505,000 votes, which was roughly 36%, to cap off what was at times a tumultuous cycle that began with the former President Donald Trump-backed Representative Mo Brooks, R.L., leading the race in dominant fashion but only to come up short in a runoff election against Britt, who had taken the Trump endorsement in the late stages of the GOP primary contest. Tonight, parents, families, and hardworking Alabamians across this entire state let their voices be heard, she said during her election night gathering in downtown Montgomery, Alabama. We said loud and clear, this is our time. We want our children to live in safe and strong communities. We want our children to be educated and not indoctrinated. We want Alabama to be a place where our children want to raise their children long into the future. And there is no doubt that here in Alabama and across our nation that parents have gotten off the sidelines and stepped up too. Formerly, Britt served as the head of the Business Council of Alabama, which functions as the state's Chamber of Commerce. She also served in multiple roles on Shelby's U.S. Senate staff, including Chief of Staff. Britt led a general election ballot in Alabama with incumbent Governor Kay Ivey, who won her race against Democrat Yolanda Flowers by 38 points. Alabama has been a Republican stronghold in statewide races since the 2006 cycle, with the one notable exception being Doug Jones's 2017 upset victory of Roy Moore for Alabama's other U.S. Senate seat. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.